This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. One working theory about today's stock market dip is that traders were nervous about Ukraine. A NATO official said the Kremlin's got something like 20,000 troops on the Ukrainian border. The Russian army has been holding exercises in that area as well, to boot. Western leaders have, as you know, accused Vladimir Putin of stirring up the separatist war in eastern Ukraine with money and men and materiel. But one analyst says he has also deployed a more curious weapon to stir up trouble: science fiction. From the European desk in London, Stephen Beard explains.
Fyodor Berezin doesn't look like a warlord. He seems out of place among the beefy, thuggish rebels of eastern Ukraine. He is their second in command, but hardly looks the part.
He really does kind of look almost like the stereotypical middle-aged sci-fi nerd. You know, he's this guy in glasses, and he's kind of very soft-spoken.
Russian-born commentator Kathy Young says the rebels' deputy defense minister doesn't only look like a sci-fi nerd, he is one.
Fyodor Berezin is a sci-fi writer, so we have this really fascinating phenomenon of a sci-fi writer playing real war games, you might say.
Even more extraordinary, says Young, Berezin wrote about the conflict in Ukraine 4 or 5 years before it happened. And except for the plasma guns, the eco-skeleton suits and the mechanized monsters, Berezin's lurid sci-fi version of the war has proved prophetic.
He's got this war waged by pro-Russia rebels as a kind of battleground between the East and the West, and there are some eerie similarities to what's going on today.
Berezin is not the only sci-fi prophet who's been at work in this field. In fact, over the past few years, there's been a string of Russian and Ukrainian futuristic thrillers harping on a similar theme.
If we are to survive, this threat must be eliminated.
So lock and load. Let's teach these freaks how real men fight.
The stories portray noble Russians battling against the evil encroachment of the West. One pro-Western Ukrainian politician's even claimed the Kremlin may be behind this literary trend, encouraging a flood of books that make the idea of war against Western Ukraine acceptable. James Scher of Oxford University says there could be something in this.
The Russians are past masters at understanding that all these things must connect. This is about persuading your own people and others to accept a certain narrative.
Western science fiction buffs are not entirely surprised at both the use of sci-fi as a political tool and at the genre's predictive power. As author and critic Graham Slight points out, sci-fi foreshadowed the satellite, nuclear weapons, and even the tank.
In 1903, H.G. Wells published a story called The Land Ironclads, which anticipated the armoured tanks that were first used in World War I a decade or more later.
Meanwhile, back in the realm of Fyodor Berezin's fevered imaginings in eastern Ukraine, the line between fact and lurid fiction seems ever more blurred. But the author-turned-warlord told the Wall Street Journal recently that he hopes his direst fantasies, which include nuclear war, do not materialise. Kathy Young says we must all hope so too.
He also wrote a series of novels in which the United States and Russia go to war over possession of the moon. So, you know, hopefully that one is not going to be prophetic.
Berezin says his newfound notoriety has provoked renewed interest from publishers. But before he can cash in, he has to survive the reality he helped unleash with his fiction. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.